Welcome to the Female Founder Friday podcast. I'm your host, Lindsay White. I am super excited to be celebrating Women's History Month on the podcast. The truth is, on this show, we celebrate the history that women make every single day. We are always talking about their journeys to being female founders, their greatest achievements, and of course, all the incredible lessons they've learned along the way. These next four episodes during the month of March feature some truly amazing female entrepreneurs as we wrap up our season three. And would you believe that over the last 3 years and three seasons that we've had over 150 episodes, and we are absolutely thrilled to be one of the top podcasts for women in business. Now, we've got something really exciting for season four. We are going to be launching Female Founder Unplugged. We're going to do a little rebrand here on the podcast. So make sure that you are subscribed and share with all of your friends. Don't forget to take our leadership style quiz now, because we're going to be talking about that during the show today. You're going to hear about the guest leadership style, and you can compare your own. You can find that link in the show notes. And while you're there, check out the link to my Rockstar Recruitment Bootcamp that is coming up starting the 25th of March. This free 5-day bootcamp is all about helping female entrepreneurs and small business owners feel supremely confident in recruiting the top talent they need for their business. I am pulling out all the tips, all the tricks, all the best practices that I have learned over 20 years working in human resources to help you be awesome at your recruitment and find that rock star. You can find both of those links in the show notes. Now, let's get to today's exciting episode. Hey, welcome to the final episode of season three with me, Lindsay White. I am the guest today. I thought what I would do as we wrapped up what is arguably our best season yet is have a private conversation with you today, just one-on-one, you and me, to really round out what has been an incredible journey already. With the Female Founder Friday podcast, I have had the pleasure of speaking with nearly 150 incredible female founders since February of 2021. Yes, that is right. The podcast has been in existence for over 3 years now, which is so thrilling to me. This podcast really has been a passion project for me, and I'm super excited about what's to come. But I wanted to talk about why this podcast has always been so inspirational for me. It started as a bit of a COVID project. The truth is, starting this in February 2021, if we all remember back to where we were then, we were quite a year into COVID, and what a year that had been. It had been so tumultuous and traumatic for so many of us. We'd given up such a great deal over that last 11 months from, you know, March of 2020, then to February of 21. And I remember that it was a very difficult time for me, and I'm sure it was for many of you. We'd come through that first Christmas, and I remember, you know, we really had to be separate from our families, which was really difficult for me. Christmas is a big deal for me. I decorate the house, I go full on with the baking, and I'm absolutely obsessed with all things Christmas. And that Christmas of 2020 was particularly special for me. I just had a new baby grandson. He was only a few months old. And it was absolutely devastating to me that we couldn't have the family together to celebrate the first Christmas with him. So I remember early in that year of 2021, I was in a pretty dark place. I was feeling pretty shitty, to be perfectly honest about it. I wasn't feeling good about myself. Of course, I was terrified for my family. We were all scared to death about the economy and what was going to happen. And I remember my husband and I just high-fiving every Friday that we'd gotten through another week, because it just felt you never knew what the world and what the universe was going to throw at you. And the reason that I decided to start this podcast is because I had been listening to a lot of podcasts, particularly about business, and I loved the ones that really highlighted women as entrepreneurs and in business. That was so important to me, especially as I was still fairly new in my business, my coaching and consulting practice. But what I found was that I really wasn't hearing about how these amazing female entrepreneurs actually got started. There wasn't a space that was really telling that story about their journey and how they became a small business owner and a CEO. And so I looked around and I looked around and I listened to a number of places. And yes, there were hints of that. People talked about it in the course of the conversation, but there was no podcast that was really bringing that backstory out. And that's when I decided that, you know, maybe that would be my podcast, is that I would really allow women to dive into how they became successful in their business. And the truth is, that really became the foundational piece and my passion for having all of these almost 150 conversations, is really creating a space where women could talk about why, what their purpose is, what their passion is, and what really drove them to start their own business. And I'll tell you, over the course of the last 3 years, the stories have been absolutely remarkable. Everything from, you know, women who hit the glass ceiling and said, that's enough, I'm out of here, I'm going to take my valuable skills and experience, go start my own practice, thank you very much. Women that had kids and decided that going back to the 9-to-5 grind was not going to work. We've heard from women that have suffered trauma. We've heard from women that have struggled with addiction. We've heard from women that were just genuinely inspired. They really loved their product or their service, and they just knew that they had to bring that to the world. And I got to tell you, I've really loved talking about those stories because they've been absolutely remarkable. And the truth is, all of my guests have shared with such incredible enthusiasm, such incredible authenticity. The conversations have gotten quite raw at the time. And there's been some tears. There's also been some incredible laughter on this show. And I'm so proud that I have been able to create a space where we have all collectively together been able to have that conversation and enjoy what is available in that space. One of the things that I'm really excited about coming up for season 4 is that we're going to do things just a little bit differently. And isn't that what this is all about? It's just constant iteration and evolution. And I knew that I wanted the stories to still exist. That's really an important part of this show. But I also wanted to get into, what are female business owners struggling with today? What are they grappling with? What are they trying to figure out that I can actually add some value? That right here on the show, we can actually talk it out. And so that's what we're going to do in season 4, is of course, we're going to get into the journey. We're going to get into the backstory. How did you become a female founder? That part's not changing. We're going to talk about what they've encountered along the way, because again, there's such a beautiful richness there. And I think we all enjoy learning about these incredible women and what they've been up against. And then what we're going to do is, I'm going to ask all of my guests in season 4 to actually come with a real life problem, something that they are struggling with in their business that is about their ability to lead and be an effective CEO for their organization, set that compelling vision, really reinforce the beautiful mission, and build beautiful workplace cultures. And so, or if they are struggling to hire and retain top talent, if that's an issue for them, if they are struggling in how they, you know, manage difficult conversations. I mean, we all have to have those in our business at time to time. We got to talk about somebody. We got to give them some feedback. And that is so hard for so many of us. Or if they're struggling with the right processes and programs that are really going to keep their team high performing, and how to do that. Because I think as our businesses grow and evolve and we add team members, whether they're employees or whether they're contractors, of course, what we really want to do is we want to keep everybody firing on all cylinders. And so that's what we're going to do in season 4. I'm going to invite my guests to bring a real life problem to the show, and we're going to tackle it right in this conversation. We're going to get after it. And I'm going to bring all of my best skill and experience, all of my knowledge, my 20 years working as a leadership and executive coach and a people strategy expert, we're going to tackle those big, juicy problems because I think that's what makes small business so exciting. It's also one of the trickiest parts because for so many of us, we don't get into our own business because we want to be a leader or we want to manage people or we want to build a team. We get into these businesses because we have a passion for a product we sell or a service we provide. And so it becomes a really significant learning curve for female entrepreneurs in particular, how we're going to show up and lead and grow and develop that high-performing team. And I'll tell you, it's a theme that I heard over and over again in the three seasons of this show, is that that is something that women struggle with. And I think partly because so many of us haven't had great examples. I mean, let's be honest. We heard over and over again in some of these episodes how people left working in a corporate role because their boss was shitty. I did. That's part of my story, is leaving my last corporate job because I worked for a boss who was a narcissistic, sociopathic gaslighter. She was a horrible person and she should never have been leading other people. The truth is, it makes our lives so incredibly difficult. It's so hard. And so we have to leave for our own mental health, for our own physical wellness, and for our own ability to cope. We end up leaving these roles. And unfortunately, what we're left with is a pretty poor example of what it means to be a leader. And then when we go and start our own business, we have only got this bad example to go with. Well, that stinks. And actually, the truth is, it leaves us at a disadvantage. I think it also leaves us at a disadvantage that, you know, no one's ever really talked to us about how we might want to create a culture, right? What does that even mean? What does it mean to create a workplace culture? What does that look like? How do I do that? It's so nebulous, right? It's not something that you can feel or touch or taste. Culture is really, it's a really emotional connection, right? It's really about, you know, being seen and heard and understood. And most importantly, feeling like we can belong, right? That's really key to having a great workplace culture. And again, we're not necessarily taught anything about that in our corporate world. So we're going to dive into some of those pieces here in season 4, Female Founder Unplugged. One of the other things we're going to talk about is the actual programs. Like, what some of the women on the show really struggle with. What do I do? How do I find and hire the right talent for my business? You know, maybe they've made mistakes before. Maybe they've hired their neighbor and it's gone badly and it's soured a relationship. Maybe they've hired an OBM who's left them high and dry in the middle of a big launch. Maybe they've hired a VA who actually, you know, took a bunch of their really valuable intellectual property and is now actually fabricating it. Like, I have heard stories like this. I bet you have too. And so we're going to talk about, you know, what do we need to do? Let's bring a real life example on the show and talk about, you know, what do we do to recruit the right person? How do we get that rock star in our business? How do we do that the right way? I think other things like compensation. How do we pay people for what they do? How do we know it's the right thing to pay them? How do we create, for so many of us, we want to share in the success of our business. So how do we create a bonus structure that's going to make people feel like what they contributed was really, really valuable? And really understanding how we can do that in a way that is meaningful, it makes sense, it drives that culture, it reinforces the behaviors we want to see in our business. But again, so many female founders, you just really don't know how to do that. And so we can talk about those things. I think the other big one that I hear about a lot, not only from my clients, but also in my own network, is how to have those really courageous conversations. And I'm going to, you know, some people call them difficult conversations. I'm going to talk about them as courageous because I think that's really important that we reframe the way we approach that, because it is so critical as a business owner that we can do that, that we can actually be really honest and authentic with people. We can give them the feedback that they need in order to learn and grow and improve, because when they learn and grow and improve, so does our business. And that we can do that confidently, that we can do that authentically, and we can do that in a way where we don't feel like we're not getting our point across, where the person on the other end receiving it doesn't feel like we're bullying them or that we're putting them down, so that we can have that really, really healthy space where we can talk about the hard thing and everybody can go away with a deeper understanding of who they are, what they need to do, and how much connection there is in that kind of conversation. Those are the kinds of things that we really want to bring out and talk about in the Female Founder Unplugged, which is season 4 for us, because those are the things that are truly going to make a business decision better. They're going to make our businesses more effective, better places to work. And I actually think, for you as a listener, I think that's really juicy to listen to. I think that's the kind of thing women come to this show to hear, is actually not only who are these incredible female entrepreneurs, how did they become so incredible, but what is it that they are facing? What are they working on? And how does that relate to the things that I'm looking at and working on in my business? Because let's be honest, as our businesses grow and evolve, we all face these problems. I mean, if nothing else, if you come away from this show over the last 3 years and this last 3 seasons without understanding that, you know, these are common problems, that no single one of us is different from the other. Yes, our circumstances might look different. Yes, we might face different problems. They might have a different complexion. But the truth is, underneath it all, we are all in this together. And that's the most important part about this show and why I continue 3 years later to be just so super passionate about it, is because I really love this conversation that women at all levels and at all stages in their business share something that is super important. And that is a passion to make this world a much better place. And to do that by building businesses that have incredible impact, that create really beautiful places for people to work and show their genius, to show their skill and their value that they can bring. I think we bring so much to our communities through our small businesses, and I absolutely love that. Women hire others. They create wealth for others. And in fact, the more we grow the female-run businesses, the better off all of our economies and all of our communities are. And so that's really what I want to do in season 4 of this show. Again, I'm super glad to have had you on this journey so far. I can't tell you how much pleasure I get out of doing this show every week and the conversations that I get to have. I feel so honored to have you listening, and I feel super honored for the conversations that I get to have, because every single one of these women in this almost 150 episodes have been absolutely remarkable. And it has been just an incredible joy and a remarkable pleasure. And I cannot wait to get started with season 4 in the next few weeks. We're going to take a bit of a hiatus to start with, and then we're going to get rolling. And I think it's going to be insanely powerful. If you haven't, would you subscribe to the show? Would you give us a 5-star review and leave a comment? And also, would you share with one friend? It's so important for shows like this that they get shared and recognized. I mean, of course, we're competing on the huge platforms with enormous shows with enormous followings. But I believe firmly that this is a show that female entrepreneurs really need to hear. It's real, it's gritty, it's raw, and this is what we all need to share. So if you haven't done that lately, please do. I really appreciate your support, and I cannot wait to have you join me in season 4. Thanks, everyone. Wow, I am so lucky. I get to have the best conversations with the most incredible female entrepreneurs. And I hope you enjoyed the show too. If you did, can you go and give me a 5-star review wherever you listen to this podcast and share it with a couple of your business besties? I'd really appreciate your support. And I'd also love to see you at the free Rockstar Recruitment Bootcamp that's going live on March the 25th. We're going to spend an hour a day together every day that week to really talk about my best tips and tricks to help you as a female founder find the top talent that you need for your business. And of course, you're absolutely welcome to bring one of your business besties with you. Thanks again for being here today, and I hope you can join us for the next episode.